Back toward the turn of the century, Mark Twain took a trip around the world on a steamship, and he wrote a book called Following the Equator, and the opening page has a dedication that says, "Be good and you will be lonesome," which for me still seems to work in the fabulous 80s. Jason Mason hears the sound, the whistle blows in Congo Town, and the mailboat's in, mailboat's in, brings him things from Oso Falo, magazines and Snicker bars. A simple man, a simple plan, the world's too big to understand. Be good, you will be lonesome, be lonesome and you will be free. Live a life and you will live to regret it. That's what living is to me, that's what living is to me. On a timeless beach in Hispaniola, young girl sips a diet cola. She's worlds apart, worlds apart. Spirit of the Black King still reverberates through Haitian hills. He rules the sea and all the fish. What if he had a TV dish? Be good, you will be lonesome, be lonesome and you will be free. Live a life and you will live to regret it. That's what living is to me, that's what living is to me. Now in the far off region, the far on legion keeps the thieves and the predators. While closer to home, some bad boys still roam. The streets are safe, so give it one more day, one more day. On many different looks, and I'm gone again, home again. The time has come, the walrus said, and little oysters hide their head. My twain of thought is loosely bound, I guess it's time to mark this down. Be good and you will be lonesome, be lonesome. Thank you.